Coronation fund managers were out with their interim results today. The results reveal that the financial markets are a bristly place to be playing in right now. They reported that in the 6 months ended March 2019, revenue declined by 22% to 1.6 billion rand compared to the same time last year, while assets under management declined by 8% compared to the prior year. Shareholders are set to be given an interim dividend of 165 cents a share. To give us a sense of these numbers, I'm joined on the line by Anton Pillay. He's the CEO of Coronation Fund Managers. Thanks very much for joining us, Anton. Your results are quite sobering. Financial markets have been quite a tough place to play in, especially last year.
Yeah, if one looks at the reporting period over the last 6 months in terms of performance, we've certainly almost seen a tale of two halves, with quarter ending December 2018 seeing a huge sell-off across the globe. And that then reversed in the quarter ending March 2019. But the returns for the last 6 months certainly have been very, very muted across most of the market.
Anton, what do you attribute to the 22% decline in revenue?
If you look at our average AUM over the 6 month period ended March 2019 versus the same period ended March 2018, our average AUM declined by 8%, and that clearly impacted on the revenue that we earned over the six-month period.
Yes. So in terms of client behavior, what were your observations around clients cashing out, especially due to fears around volatile markets? And conversely, what did you see by way of capital inflows?
So in terms of clients' response to the returns across the market, what we've certainly seen, and I'll speak specifically to the retail market, is we've certainly seen over the last few years, so from 2017, we've seen a decline of inflows into the retail market. Mm. If one looks at what we term the long-term fund manager category, which is really the market excluding money market, we've seen outflows from that sector, and that's really driven by the fact that our what we call our multi-asset kind of medium to mid-equity portfolios, and this is across the industry, they haven't returned the returns that they've been generating has not been in line with our clients' expectations. So especially given that the clients who invest in these portfolios are retirees, better returns from cash and fixed income. And when one looks at the returns from cash and fixed income over 6 months, 1 year, and 5 years, it has exceeded the JSE. So clients have been withdrawing their money from those portfolios and investing into the fixed income and cash categories.
What's been happening in the area of fees, the fees that you're able to achieve, especially in a time when, you know, a debate rages on about whether people should be invested with active managers or in passive investments?
So we undertook a fee review in 2015, a major fee review, and we made certain changes in 2016. In 2017, some of those changes were then implemented, and the last fee change that took place was beginning of last year around our international products. And really the fee changes that we put in place is to ensure that it provides for a greater simplification and clarification of the products that we provide to the clients. In terms of the passive versus active, I mean, it's a relatively small market in the South African environment, and we believe that, you know, our fees should be linked to the experience that the client has. So like our top 20 fund, for example, we charge a fee to the extent we outperform the benchmark. We charge performance fees. To the extent we don't outperform the benchmark, we basically halve the fixed fee on that product. So basically creating symmetry with the client's experience.
Just touching on this new fund administration model that you've spoken about, in basic terms, what has it essentially done or meant for your business? Has it created greater efficiencies?
What it has allowed us to do, and we made two changes last year. The one was on the asset administration services. That was outsourced to JP Morgan. And then we created or supported the creation of a business called Intimberco. And that's the business that basically maintains the register of all our unit holders. The changes in the system has really allowed us to provide a better service to our clients in terms of our engagement with them, interaction, and then also from a risk management point of view as well. Just given that the systems that we now run on are really our world-class systems and supported by our world-class players.
Mm. Is there a ratio that you can tell us in terms of your investment in South African equities vis-a-vis the rest of the world? And how did you see South African investments fare vis-a-vis the rest of the world?
So if you look at the best example of where I can explain our investment in SA versus the globe is to talk to the 586 billion rand that we manage. So roughly about 170 billion of that is invested elsewhere in the world.
Hmm.
If you look at the performance and of the markets more recently, I think they're fairly similar in that you saw a huge sell-off at the end of in the quarter ended December, and then an improvement in the first quarter of this year. So it's a fairly similar responses from in terms of the market performance.
Anton, with the elections now passed and a new government about to be constituted and the president's talk of urgency to deal with the country's economic constraints, how does that feed into your life? Is there some optimism about how this will affect markets in South Africa and even maybe globally, and ultimately how it's going to affect your business?
So we're positive with the outcome in terms of the elections. However, I think there's still a lot of work that needs to be done, mainly around creating policy certainty. We also need to, just given the level of confidence both from a business and a consumer point of view in the country, we need to ensure that we start changing the sentiment. Because in turn, once the sentiment starts to change, confidence improves, people start to spend, they start to invest, that ultimately leads to growth, not only at a corporate kind of a level, but also from a country perspective. And I think that ultimately will then allow us to start attracting the much needed investment into the country.
That was Anton Pillay. He's the CEO of Coronation Fund Managers.